This is the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve. Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, find us at getyourroadmap.com. If it's time to talk about your retirement, we are here to help. We are here to listen. Again, getyourroadmap.com. So we are here to help you with your retirement, and we do that by kind of going through some of the things that we see when people come into the office and the questions that they have, and some of the things in the news as well. And Greg, you know, when we were growing up, if you grew up with brothers and sisters, you know, there was always fights back and forth, and your mom and dad would tell you to share, and you don't be selfish, and they'd shake your finger at you. And the whole idea of being selfish, I mean, I'm a golfer, and they talked about all these guys going to live. It was just the money. They're being selfish. Being selfish has a real negative connotation to it. But when people walk through your doors and it's time to retire, it actually is time to be a little bit selfish, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's one of those interesting things where being selfish is a negative connotation, as you mentioned, right? Like, people are taught their whole lives that being selfish is bad. But it's actually not, right? Because in some contexts, it's very important to be selfish and people are not. And one of the most fascinating psychological realities is that people aren't selfish when it comes to their money, their life savings. You know, when they're breaking down their retirement dollars, a lot of times they give a lot of passes to their financial advisor. They give a lot of, you know, I guess, control to their financial advisor. And a lot of times they don't really know what's going on. And I think there's a time in your life where you're like, I have to take care of my family and myself first. You know, because the faucet's turned off, right? You're not getting any more income. And you're trying to break down what I should and shouldn't do. And the biggest issue where the kind of rubber hits road here is that the financial advising industry has done a very good job over the last 40 or 50 years of being the buddy relationship, right? Like, that has been their, the silver bullet for their mentality. It's like, we're going to be their friend, Randy. We're going to know their grandkids' names. We're going to know where, you know, what's going on in their lives, and we're going to be their buddies. And what this has happened is it keeps people from being very selfish when it comes to using and thinking through their retirement dollars, to the point that people almost don't spend their retirement because they're afraid what their financial advisor might say. Like, they don't spend their own money because it becomes, it's almost like their financial advisor is treating it like their money. It's like, well, I'm going to go buy this, you know, I was going to buy a new couch, but I got to go talk to my financial advisor. You're like, excuse me?
They got to have permission.
What? You have to have permission to spend your life savings from a guy or a gal that is literally being paid 1% to do questionably nothing, but hope that the market goes up. You know, this is the world we live in, and they built this beautiful system for them, by them, and yet the selfish nature, you know, we always feel like, ah, I feel bad. Like, I sat in, so I was in a meeting last week. You know, one of our planners said, hey, you know what? Lady came in. She was real excited. She read the book. She listens to us on the radio. She's like, can you meet her? Can you just come in and talk to her? And she had been with a financial advisor for 30 years.
Wow.
And she goes, Greg, everything in your book is exactly what you said. Fire your financial advisor. Obviously, she's like, your book hit the nail on the head. She's like, but I feel guilty. You know, this person has been around, you know, she was a widow, and she's like, you know, she was around when her husband was around, and you know, he's just been with us for so long, but I had no idea what fees we're paying until we sat down with you guys. And I think that was the eye-opening moment. And even after the fee, she was angry, but at the same time, she had trouble being selfish. She had trouble disconnecting the human relationship component of this financial advising slash client relationship when she had to make the decision revolving her life savings and her quality of life for the next 20 years. And it was almost like I was watching it unfold in front of me. And I just said, I understand. Like, you know, you can't tell, you can't just say, hey, what are you doing? He's taking $40,000 a year from you and doing very little. And when you sit down and you break through those barriers, You realize you have to empower them. You have to empower people to take – you got to treat it like a business, because I promise you, your financial advisor is treating it like a business. And here's the litmus test. If you take your money away, will your financial advisor still be your friend? Will they still call you? Will they still take you golfing? Will they still take you out to lunches? The answer is no. They will never talk to you again. And that is the key. They are not your friend. They are – professionally very good at creating these business relationships, but that is exactly what it is, Randy, a business relationship that ends the moment you stop paying them their 1% fee. And if people can be more selfish regarding the things that matter to them, I'm selfish when it comes to time with my family. I'm selfish with time when it comes with my friends. I'm selfish when it comes time to how hard I work. And I think that to me has to carry through. And I think people at home are like, yeah, I should be more selfish. I should be more selfish on the things that matter to me, because I promise you, that financial advisor on the other end of the table is being selfish in terms of their fees. They're not going to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to charge you 1.25. I'm just going to do this. You know, I'm going to do that for half. No, they're not doing that. They're taking full freight. The investments they sell you are taking full freight. Them smiling and taking you out to lunch or coffee isn't the equivalent of the hundreds of thousands of dollars they're taking out of your accounts, Randy. And that is what people need to start thinking about. That's why we created the fee filter. Every roadmap for retirement, Randy, we build has a fee filter, and your financial advisor will never know. All you have to do is bring in your statements. You don't have to give us your money to manage. We will build you a fee filter that lays out exactly what you're paying in fees and what you're paying to the advisor and what fees you're paying for your investments every year, and then what that equates to the value that they brought. Like, for example, did those investments do well considering how much I paid? Or did my advisor do anything other than call me on my birthday? Is that $15,000 or $20,000 fee worth it? And if you're, you know, if you got $1 million, you're probably paying $15,000 or $20,000 if you're lucky a year. And there's other routes. There's other ways to charge. This doesn't have to be your retirement. It's time to be selfish. Go ask for a fee filter, Randy. We'll do it at no charge for folks calling in today.
When you think about the different stages of your life, you spend your life and you dedicated all your time to your children. And you got that going, and then you dedicated all your time to your work. And there comes this time called retirement where it's time to dedicate the time to you. It's time to put you first. This is your time. So let's do it with your time. Let's do it with your efforts. And let's do it with your money. Give us a call at Golden Reserve. Use our website. Let's sit down. We'll build a roadmap for retirement. Our website's real simple. GetYourRoadMap.com. GetYourRoadMap.com. Click on that. We'll ask you a few questions there. And then as you do that, our team will reach out to you. Or right now, you can bypass all that and just reach out to us. Here's our number, 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074.
Thanks for listening to the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler. To get your complimentary roadmap for retirement, call 855-546-2074. That's 855-546-2074. Or go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ehler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ehler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ehler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.